Hi, wine fans. This is Alan Goldfarb. Glad to be here with Lynn on iWine Radio.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Alan Goldfarb is a longtime wine writer and wine editor and past contributor to St. Helena Star, Appellation America, a contributor to Decanter, Wine Enthusiast, and many more. Today we're going to talk about a restaurant that he recently visited called Blue Plate, which is a small restaurant on the fringes of San Francisco's hottest restaurant neighborhood, The Mission. And they just celebrated their 15th anniversary with a week-long wine special, offering flights of wines each night from a single winery. The food is American and modern, such as fried chicken and meatloaf. You know, meatloaf is comfort food, but when I make meatloaf, Alan, it's so different compared to the way my mother used to make it. I make it almost like a terrine.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a modern spin.
So what is their meatloaf like?
Well, first of all, you caught me. I didn't have the meatloaf that night. But I did have the fried chicken, so is that the same category?
Okay, listen, I'm talking to you from fried chicken country. So what was the fried chicken? They used cornflakes or was it flour?
You know, I'm not sure exactly what it was. First of all, you know, fried chicken is a thing, you know, that's a secret pleasure that I hardly ever have. You know, I'm just afraid of the fat content. But every so often, and at Blue Plate, you got to have the fried chicken. I don't know how they make it, but it's a thick batter, so tasty batter. It was just amazing, and no grease. And it was maybe the best fried chicken I've ever had. They served it with smoked jalapeno ranch dressing.
Oh, wow.
Which just gilded the lily, you know.
And when you were there, did you have a couple different flights from a couple different wineries, or did you focus on one flight?
It was one flight, and what they did was for five nights in a row, they had one winery from a different locale in California.
Okay.
And so it was such a great deal because it was here, it was five different wines and generous pours, and we were told that you could have as much as you want. And because it's the 15th anniversary, it was only $15.
Whoa.
For all of those wines. So how could I have passed it up, even though I'm not a big fan of California wines? And the wine list is just fabulous. It's chock full. It's about 50% California wine. And even though it's American cooking, the other 50% is fairly eclectic European wines, which I'm more attracted to. But I just had to go for the California wines. And this night, the owner from Skylark Vineyards in
Skylark.
I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
And so they had a Pinot Blanc, they had a Grenache Rosé, they had a blend of Syrah, Carignan, and Grenache, and another Grenache and Syrah blend, and then a Syrah, all except for the last one was from Mendocino, and the Syrah was from Alice Peak in the Napa Valley. So if truth be told, I didn't like any of the wines except for the Grenache, which is really deep flavored and didn't have so much oak. The other wines, especially from the Stagecoach Vineyard, which is one of the greatest vineyards in California, and the Syrah, it was so big and oaky and over the top and opulent and showy. Other than that, I had no opinion of it.
So even the Pinot Blanc from Mendocino County, you didn't like that?
I liked it, but it wasn't very, it was slightly varietal. In a blind tasting, you couldn't really tell that it was a Pinot Blanc. Although it had a little bit of that telltale Pinot Blanc bitterness on the finish, which I always look for. It was okay. It was good.
Was it too fruity?
Nice fruit, nice balance. You know, what I was going to say is that, unfortunately, most California varietals, save for Cabernet and Chardonnay and a few others, but things like Pinot Blanc and Grenache and Syrah especially, and many Italian California varietals, just they may be good wines unto themselves, but they just don't come close to from where they originate.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
But nonetheless, it was just a wonderful experience, Blue Plate. It's the first time I'd been there. It's a really small restaurant on Mission Street, which is one of the iconic streets in San Francisco, and it's going out south of the city and a little bit away from the hub of the Mission, which is in the last 5 years or so has become an incredible upscale, gentrified. Every other storefront is a bar or a restaurant. It's just and with some great restaurants and then some not so great, with incredible techie clientele, which has overtaken the city because we're so near Silicon Valley, and it's changing the city both for good and bad. Anyway, we're Blue Plate. It's on a little bit of a quieter stretch of Mission Street, and now is becoming gentrified as well. But Blue Plate has been there for 15 years, so they are part of the fabric of that neighborhood.
What is the price of a plate of fried chicken, of an entree of fried chicken?
The fried chicken was $22.
Did they give you white meat and dark meat?
Yes, yes.
Were there any vegetables with that, or were they separate?
A warm fingerling potato salad.
Okay. Did you get dessert?
Did we? No. We passed on dessert. We just couldn't. We couldn't do it. The food, it's just a lovely, lovely place, and we sat in the back room, which is away from the kitchen, and it's kind of, it's in an old Victorian, so there's a garden out back, and you feel like you're in someone's home.
Oh, wow.
I want to say a little bit further about the wine list, even though I only had the Skylark wines. Just a look at the wine list. The wines are so interesting and so well-priced. There's 12 half bottles on the list, including my favorite Albarino from Rias Baixas in Spain, from the producer Do Ferraro, F-E-R-R-E-I-R-O, which I think is one of the most unique wines in the world. Those wines are reminiscent to me of single malt scotches.
Oh, wow. I've had that wine a couple times. I agree with you. It's very singular in its expression.
Very peaty.
So yes.
Apparently, I'm thinking there's peat in this vineyard, just as you find in a single malt scotch.
Wow. Boy, you're going to get people rushing to buy that just to try that out.
I've been writing about it for years. It's the Do Ferraro Albarino. There's even, now this is a decidedly California restaurant, but there is a Riesling from the Finger Lakes.
Oh, good for them.
Yes, which is, we know this is some of the greatest, the best Rieslings in America. And there's another variety that generally doesn't taste like Rieslings from Alsace or Germany. Finger Lakes Riesling fairly consistently do. They have that telltale petrol.
If you ever get a chance to taste Riesling or other white varieties, in particular from Michigan, you've got to try them.
Really?
Oh, it's just wonderful, wonderful expressions, cool climate. It's just really nice. You'll be floored. If you ever see them on a wine list, try it.
Uh-huh. From the Upper Peninsula, is it?
Yes, particularly, yes.
Uh-huh. So interesting, isn't it, how terroir, in many instances, if it's not manipulated or changed in the cellar, does come through, doesn't it?
I wish people would open their hearts and their minds to the fact that there are more places than just the West Coast in making wine in this country.
Well, that is a subject that sitting here in the heart of California wine country, I absolutely concur with you. But you know what? It is a typical American xenophobic attitude that nothing else exists,
Oh, gosh. It's either expert from afar or, like people do in Europe, all they're drinking is what's made out their back door.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, Alan Goldfarb, we're going to have, I assume Blue Plate has a website that I could link to also for people to learn more?
Yes, blueplate.com.
Okay, cool. Well, this has been great. You're making me hungry for meatloaf and fried chicken. Oh, thank you so very much. And we will talk to you next month about the next fabulous restaurant you want to tell us about.
Thank you, Lynn.
We will have links up for you to learn more. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.